Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Isa sa mga madalas na nararanasan ng mga migrante sa Australia ay ang homesickness, partikular na ang international students. Sino ba naman ang hindi makakamiss sa saya at enerhiya ng Pilipinas? Pero para sa mga taong sumubok ng ibang daan, hindi maiiwasan ang pangungulila sa sariling bansa. Buti na lang at nandyan sina Angelina at Elias Chambi, ang mag-asawang nagdaraos ng iba't ibang paghahanda sa kanilang tahanan sa Melbourne para maparamdam ang kahulugan ng pamilya sa ilang mga Pilipino kahit malayo sa kanilang mismong pamilya. Si Elias ay Greek, samantalang si Angelina ay Filipina. May naitulong kaya ang pagkakaiba ng kanilang lahi sa ginagawa nila? Alamin natin ang kanilang istorya kasama na rin ang ilan sa malalapit nilang international students na sina Erica Carrion at Alex De La Cruz.
Hi, I'm Erica. Dumating ako dito sa Melbourne ng March 2019. Walang masyadong malaking gap between nung pagdating ko dito nung na-meet ko si tita kasi yung mga housemates ko na mga Pinoy student, PhD students din, immediately pinakilala ko na tita. So wala akong masyadong malaking chunk ng buhay ko dito na hindi ko nakilala si tita actually. Ayun, so malaking parte na ng buhay ko sa Melbourne sina tita Gina and tito Elias. Na-feel ko naman na sobrang welcoming ni tita kasi medyo nakilala ko rin nga yung mga ibang Pinoy na nakilala niyan. Nakakatuwa lang na bago pa ako tumuntong ng Melbourne, nagkaroon ako ng connection kay tita. Tapos yun nga, nakilala ko siya and isa siya sa mga dahilan kung bakit. Hindi ko masabi na hindi ako na homesick dito, pero parang hindi ako masyadong nangungulilas for parang Filipino presence. Para salamat kay tita na naging safe place tong ano na to.
I'm Alex. I'm currently a PhD student. So na-meet ko si tita Gina during one of the many parties that she has hosted for Filipino students who are in search of community, search of a place to belong, just, you know, somewhere that might remind them of home. So, totoo yung parang the informal consulate for Filipino students in Melbourne. So, yun, I got invited by one of our friends who already are friends with Tita Gina. So, nadala ako dito. Dumating yung pandemic and I've had such a stressful home environment in my previous home here in Melbourne, in my previous share house. So, Tita Gina was so kind enough to take me in during that trying time in my life. Alam mo yun, malayo ka sa Pilipinas, tapos may pandemya, tapos yung may drama sa household, sa living arrangements mo, which means that you can't stay there. So I've had to move house in the middle of a lockdown. So tinulungan ako ni Tita Gina in that situation. Tapos so I lived here in this house for like 3 weeks, 3-4 weeks, yeah, before I moved to what is now my home.
From day one, I can say good life. I didn't really feel the homesickness na, how you call that? I didn't really feel homesickness because you were telling me, kasi parang sinasabi niya sa akin, I will help you not to feel homesick. So we always go out, we're always together, and then dumalo ka agad yung mga kapatid ko, you know. Hindi talaga yung homesickness na ano, because na-meet din namin kaagad yung mga students. So nag-start kaagad kami ng mga parties. You know, and he's okay. He's well. Wala siyang sakit. So, and he was telling me, you have to talk to people, try to make friends, para lang hindi ako malungkot or ano. We are just lucky also. I am lucky because we have the same, you know, more or less we have the same culture.
Yes.
Hospitable, generous, very kind, you know, welcoming.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I did not have problem. Kasi yung iba, for sure, mahirap for them, especially if you're married to a foreigner.
Yes.
Yeah? But with Elias, no. Ang sabi nga niya, if you marry a Filipina,
you marry the whole country.
Wala kami. I have no relatives, friends. When I came to Melbourne, wala talaga. Mm-hmm. So, kung sino lang yung first group na na-meet namin, the international student, that's it. And sila na yon. They introduce us to other students, and then, tuloy-tuloy na. And the rest is history. Okay. Tuloy-tuloy na yon.
Ano yung fulfillment, tita, na nakukuha mo? In terms of...
I feel young.
You are.
I feel young. Iba. Hindi yung parang you're just a housewife or, you know. Iba. Love ko yan eh. Love ko yung mag-cater. Mm-hmm. Yung mag-set up ng table, ng, you know. Love ko yun.
Oh, for Tito Elias, Tito, why did you choose to support Tita's actions?
I think I mentioned that before. Because when I came to Australia in 1975, it was really completely difficult times from now. And I miss my country, I miss my people, my language. And when I met Gina, she was that time I saw her, I didn't want to get depressed the same way I got depressed. Mm-hmm. That's why it's happened. I've been to Philippines many times before I met my wife. Yeah. So I knew the tradition there. I knew the culture. And I like. I was surprised when year 2009, when we went back to my country. We are surprised how many Filipinos there are there.
So that's different, Daniel.
No, what I mean, they love Greeks. I don't know. She loves a Greek man.
So. I think yung feeling ko kay Elias, I think he really wants to share the what he has, you know, including the experiences. Naawa siya sa mga you know the situation of, you know, yung mga self-paying students especially.
I never felt sorry.
No, it's
maybe
not
you're
too sorry.
You're being empathic to them. Like, yeah. Empathy, just being on their shoes.
Yes.
It just happened to open my doors to everybody, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when I enjoy what I have, I want other people to enjoy it with me. That's it.
Yeah, that's why.
Tita, how do you help the students not to feel the homesickness?
Yeah, by inviting them to gather, to, you know.
We don't give them money, but we give them, I mean, food, drinks, dance.
Yeah. I mean, I want them to be, you know, kasi ito yung makakapag, ano sa'yo, di ba? Medyo makakapag-boost ng ano mo, ng, you know, to be happy. Ano ba yung magiging happy ka? I mean, gatherings.
Maybe the most important lesson that you taught them.
Oh, don't forget us. Keep in touch. Ano mo yun? Simple, you know, kasi meron silang mga parents eh. So, nahihiya naman ako magbigay ng advance. Masabihin, porkit ini-invite nyo kami, may karapatan na ako magbigay ng advance.
Our family isn't here. In particular, my parents, VNF problems. My parents are so thankful that may tita Gina and may tito Elias na kumupkup sa akin during a very difficult time in my life. So they were really keen on meeting you during that time in December last year.
Siguro connect with your Pinoy, you know, still, ano ka pa rin. I think you have, kailangan mo talagang i-value yung ano mo eh, your home culture. And at the same time, when you're here, i-ano mo rin yung bagong environment. I think yun yung way na para ma-feel mo yung less less stress or less homesickness. I think yun ang kailangan mo eh, to connect eh. Kasi kung hindi ka makikiconnect sa tao, especially sa mga Pinoy, kasi nandito ka sa country na so many languages, yeah? Hindi lang yung English eh. Diba? Yes. Yun pa lang, yung these changes, talagang nakakaano na yan eh. Nakakadagdag ng stress. And, you know, especially for international students. Because yung academic teachings, diba, iba. Right? Nakakadagdag yun.
Sa lahat ng international students na magpapasko malayo sa kanilang pamilya, huwag mong isiping nag-iisa ka. Gaya nga ng sabi ni Angelina, marami ang nais makasama ka, kinakailangan mo lang kumonekta. Martin Tuanyo, SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.